do you know the answer to Rosh Hashanah?
Kum len and ablat gemara. We're up to Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph. Eight lines on the top, and we said that what's considered a field, one field, if it goes by one name, or if it's called the field that's irrigated by one source. Yosi v'Rab Acha bar Avya kamed Rav Asi v'Yosi v'Sato kamed and mashmed Rav Asi bar Chanina chatzuva. These trees are grow straight up vertically, and it goes. We'll see in a minute what it is, and it goes straight down. And is mafsik can serve as a boundary, and it'll, therefore will be in, it will intersect. But nichse haget, when it comes to the chosim of a get, it treats it like two separate fields because it's a divider. My chatzuva, what is its chatzuva? How did we know to separate one shavit from another shavit, between one person and another person? Is these trees that go straight down, the roots go straight down, so therefore we knew exactly which property is where. It's a divider. So Chatzuv will also divide a Geir's estate. Yeshua didn't count. Remember, we learned before that Yeshua wrote his own sefer. Which cities did he count? Ella ayoris ha'ayin gulim. Only those cities that were on the boundaries. But boundaries doesn't necessarily mean between Etzol Chutzlades, but it's even one shevet and the other shevet, because he wanted to show what the boundaries are of Etzol or the Shvatim. Amar Rav Yonah Shmuel, Kol Sher Eyu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe. Any city Moshe Rabbeinu was told that he cannot enter Etzol, but Hashem said, "I'll show you the land from Gila to Don." Any city that Moshe Rabbeinu observed from there is part of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore it's Chayiv and Maisa. These are the Zayin Amin that's written everywhere. Kaini, Knizi, Kadmoini. All the seven nations. All the nations are Chayiv, but there's three nations are not. Three nations that will only get later on when Mashiach will come. The Kaini, Knizi, and Kadmoini, then not Chayiv Maisa. They say Chutz Laretz. Yeah. Where are we? Lafuke mai, lafuke keini, knizi v'kadmoini. Only the seven nations that Moshe Rabbeinu saw, the chayv ma'ase. But the other three are not chayv too much later. Where are these, Tanya? Where are these nations? Now, Keini, Knizi, Kadmoini are L'cheda part of Eretz Yisrael. And the Chiddush is that even though L'cheda part of Eretz Yisrael, they're not Chayiv and Maisa. Because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't see it. These were promised to Avram and will only come back later. Freddy Gemor, second Gemor, Tanya, Ramei, Raymond, Ramei, Fred, where are these countries? Where are they? They're Naftuche, Arbor, and Shama. These are the countries, wherever they are. Naftuche, Arbor, and Shama. Okay, fine. Rabbi Yehuda says they're Har Seir. There were seven nations. There were ten nations. Because now they didn't conquer it. These nations inhabited Israel. The Eden came and vanquished them and conquered them and expelled them or killed them. The Eden took over. That's part of Israel. But there were three nations that were promised to Avraham Avinu, and they, even though they, like the text explains over here, they should be part of Israel. They're not. They're not Chayv and Mais. Only lost it loved them. But no. Which nations? Which are? No, but that's Chayv and Maisa. When Eden took over that land, Eden became Chayv and Maisa. But when Eden took, yeah, the Eden, yeah. No, but those countries that were inhabited by Keni, Knizi, and Kadmoini, Eden lived there, they're not Chayv. Not Chayv at all. Says the Gemara, where are these three countries? He says in Naftuche, Arbo, and Shalmo. Rabbi Yehuda says, Har Seir, Amoin, and Moiv. And the last one is hard to understand. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ardiskim, Asia, Vaspamia. Vaspamia, Spain. What's he talking about? Israel? I mean, look at Tesla's here, Lafuke Mai. Look at Tesla, Fuke Mai. You know, to negate which price. Tesla has a question, three lines in Tesla. It says, Vim Tamer. Vim Tamer, as Tesla says, why don't we just say, Lame, let us say, Lafuke Chutlars? Why do you have to label Kaini, Kadmoini? Just say that only Eretz Yisrael is Chayv HaMaisa, and not Chutzlaretz. Yerushalayim says to Yisrael, they ain't the Chiddush. That's not a Chiddush. Well, the Kachom alafuke Kaini, Knizi, Kadmoini, I forgot them Eretz Yisrael. They are part of Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, even though they're part of Eretz Yisrael, but they'll probably, they don't have a din of Eretz Yisrael because that's what he said over here. Okay, so then it's hard to understand these last three. Shimon says, Ardiskim Asia, well, that's like Asia Minor, and Las Palmas, Spain. What's going on over here? No, we actually had a Yehuda who held in Gittin that Eretz Yisrael goes all the way along the Mediterranean till the end of Portugal, and all that parallel the north part of Israel and southern part of Israel, which means the bottom of Spain, bottom of Portugal, Morocco, all these countries are all part of Eretz Yisrael for Gittin. Remember, that's what he held for everything. And the question then is, for sure. So we'll need a lot of space because a lot of Yidden are coming in Mitzvah. But is the Gemara saying the same thing over here? Just looking over here. Wherever you stake your claim. Okay, don't know. Let's go back to Gemara. Next Mishnah. You have two Edim that come along and say that Reuven, who's squatting in the land, he has a chazakah, 3 years. Turned out to be these two Edim were liars. So first of all, the original owner gets his field back. Second of all, these Edim, they have to also pay him. So he now, the original owner, gets field plus the full money. So the Edim tried to cause him to lose that money. That's a machlekes rishonim. You have to pay for the food as well. They can argue they only came to talk about the field. They weren't talking about, even though that's a consequence, what they said. That's what they were doing. So it's a machlekes. But the paytas, yeah. Actually, in Achreim, have a whole shayla over here, which is a bit difficult, and that is, we know when it comes to Eden Zaymin, there had to be a psak din. If there's no psak din, then they don't have to pay. So it's a psak din. Now, usually a psak din is a muscle. Reuven paid $700. So we say, kasha zaman, but like kasha rasa. Kozman, Reuven didn't pay, you know, let's say Reuven gets killed. Kozman, Bezen did not kill him, and Aiden found out. They found liars, Aiden will get killed instead of him. But once they kill Reuven, fa'faun. Kasha zaman, but like kasha rasa. We'll learn a makis. Over here, the moment Bezen Paskin, okay, you're good Aiden for 3 years, there's nothing else to be done. The guy's already squatting there, and we just said, you can continue keeping it. So it's always kasha rasa. How can these Edom ever be punished? The whole Edom can only be punished when they intended to do something but haven't done it yet. Here, the moment they said they were there 3 years, and Ben said, fine, okay, we paskin that they're right, there's nothing else to be done. Reuven's sitting there. So we're the Kasha Zomavala Kasha Ross over here. Now, there is one opinion in Tosfos in Baba Kama that Aldon Bezerivos says that when it comes to money matters, since money can always swap hands, there's never a case of Kasha Zomavala Kasha Ross. It can never be Kasha Ross because you always just undo it. Take the money. When you kill somebody, when you gave someone Malchus, it's fa'fa. Once you did it, you did it. Once you gave Malchus, you gave Malchus. By money, Efshe Bechazor, everybody has an expression there. You can always give it back. So therefore, maybe that's a shadow here also. In fact, this might be a riot to him. But by Chazaka, once you... even though they said, okay, it's yours already, it's not kasher asik, because all they do is take the field away and give it back to the other guy. So it's never kasher asik, because you can always overturn it. So maybe this will be a right to the divoshita, because everyone agrees. Sorry? That's why there's a svara to it, which we'll see when we get to the, we'll talk about it when we get to the Haman Bays and Makis. Not that long, only a year. Only 3/4 of a year. Yeah. 3/4 of a year.
One of them gets punished already, the other one
should
get punished.
So
if the guy's already returning the field.
No, it works together. There's no breaking up. They both punish. They both either, and the Gemara has a chikita that each one pays a full amount, each one pays half. The poil, we say, each pays half. Then the Gemara continues. What about you had three sets of Edim? Shnayim, but Shnayim, two Edim come in and say, we saw him for year number one. Shnayim, but Shnayim, two Edim come in and say, we saw him for year number two. Shnayim, but Shlishis. Two Edim said, we saw him year number three. The din is Mishalshin Beinayim. So he says, you see, we pass clearly, you divide the cost between three. It's not like, it's one story. And one story made up of three different pairs of Edim. So they all share and they all shoulder the pay, they all lied. And they all pay a third. What about the following interesting case? Shloisha Achin, there were three brothers. Reuven testified regarding gear number one, Shimon regarding gear number two, and Levi regarding number three, but obviously 1 8 is not good enough. And there was a friend, the guy who was with together with each one. Shloisha Achri, the Echad Mitztalev Imoem, do we treat them like 1 8? And in 1 8, you have brothers, how can brothers be testifying? Or do we say it's like 3 separate 8 with one story? Hadiyelu Sholosh 8 years, but Vehein Eid Achazamba. When it comes to 8 years, like 3 separate pairs, there's no problem of the fact that they were brothers, because each year is independent of the next year. But when it comes to paying, punishing, it's like one hazama. You have to find them all for guilty, and then they all share in the payment together. Because each one is not saying, talking about the same thing. I'm talking about, you know, 2017. You're talking about 2016 and 2015. We're not talking about the same thing. So it's not. So it's like 3 different ages. But when it comes to hazama, it's one story, and they all share in the other. So the Gemara must listen. Our Mishnah, the like Rabbi Akiva. Our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Akiva. The Tanya Mgaleden. Omer Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Yisi was called Rabbi Yisi ben Chalafta. So he said, "Kishaholach Abba Chalafta, Eitzel Rabbi Yechel ben Uri." When my father Chalafta, and Rabbi Kiva Eger in Shulnorach asked, "How can he call his father by his name?" He called him my father Chalafta, and he answered because he gave him a title, Abba, my father Chalafta. You're allowed to. You're not allowed to say, you know, your father's name on its own. But if you say my father and then you say his name, that's all right, because it's respectful. When he went to learn Rabbi Yechon Uri, the others say with Faket, Rabbi Yechon Ben Uri went Eitzel Abba Chalafta, went to the next to his father, Chalafta, to learn. Lil Moy Teidel, Teide, Omaloy, he said to him, that's not clear who said to who. Hadesha Ochla Shana Rishaina Bifnesh Nayim. What happens if Reuven, who squatted the land, sat before group A of Edim on the first year? Shnia Bifnesh Nayim, group B in the second year, Shlish is Bifnesh Nayim, and group C in the third year, Mao. Because we have a concept that if two eight saw you borrow $50, or 1 8 saw you borrow $50, and another 8 saw you borrow $50, you can't combine the two and say, oh, we have an 8 to C, because you're not talking about the same thing. So how do we view over here, each one saw a different year? I'm a loy, harezu chazaka. He said, yeah, it's good, it's a valid chazaka, because each one saw something the other one couldn't have seen. Year, the group B and year, who saw only saw year two, couldn't have seen year one. They went around or whatever it is. They didn't. We're not talking about the same thing. If we talk about the same thing, and each one's only telling part of it, the chsar and the edus. But here, each one is saying whatever they were able to see. And what I saw, it was one thing, and you saw another thing. It's not a stida. Therefore, you can have two. Amalai, even so, I agree with you. Akiva argues on this thing here. What do you mean Akiva argues on this thing here? Akiva said, it says the pasuk, "Al pishnayim edim, al pishne edim, or al pishloish edim, yakum davar." That edim have to be a davar, a complete thing. So we dashen davar v'loy chatzi davar. Rabbi Kiva holds davar only; they say a full thing, not a half a thing. So they're learning that Rabbi Kiva would say that if two edim come and say we saw a group a year in 2015, another two edim in 2016, another 2017, it's not good edus, because each one is a chatzi davar; each one saying a part of the thing. The Rabbanon, the fact is it says Dover. Hi Dover, Veloy Chatzi Dover, my Avle. What do they do? What do they do with that? Ilema, we know when a girl or a boy wants to reach maturity or puberty, they have to have Shteisaitis. Shteisaitis. Shteisaitis is by the Mokum Erva. So what happens if one aid sees one side on the right side, let's say, another aid saw one side on the left side? Do we say we have edus that had two sides or not? So you might say, well, let's understand when Abba Kiva is arguing and says that chatzidov is a problem. Ilay Mulamuti is coming to argue, negate a case where echadoimet achas begabov, the echadoimet achas bekrisa. These are nice ways of saying they saw in Mokum Erva. One a bit higher up, one a bit lower up, or under the stomach. But anyhow, two sides of the Mokum Erva. And therefore, 1 8 says he saw the right side, and 1 8 says he saw the left side. And you want to say, comes along Rabbi Kiva says that that's not good edus. Who would argue? You only have 1 8 for each year. Forget the problem about half a story. You have only 1 8 for each year. Where's your 2 8 for 2 years? We don't talk about here. Nobody would argue on this case. Navos, this is the story. Lemuute, what happened? Shnayim oimrim achas begabov, v'shnayim oimrim achas bekrisa. If 2 8 come along and say, we saw one here on the right, and 2 8 came along and said, one here on the right. So you have 2 8 now for each here. So according to Chachamim, that'd be good enough. Could be given up, because even though it's a full 8, but it's a chatzi dover. Each one is only saying half of what they could have done. Each one is saying only half of what could have done. So therefore, a Kurim Bekiva wouldn't be good. And over here by the Chazak, the same thing. Each one is only seeing a part of the Eidus. Even though it's a full Eidus, but you only saw year one, you only saw year two, you only saw year three. Okay. Back to the Gemara. Okay, so in our case over here, it's not a chatzit. You can argue that our case here is a chatzit ages also, because you only saw a third of the 3 years. No, we just finished saying that that if you've so you have two edim, you have two edim for each year, yeah. And not only that, each one saw a whole thing. We saw a whole year, each day, each year, each month is a new event. So therefore, it's good, yeah.
Would you say if
Edim
Sedman came for just 1 year, would that affect the other years as well?
So a second, Rabbi Kiva says it's no good 3 years because you have to see the full Edim. The Rabbanim say we're moide in a certain case. We're moide by the Rabbanim saying we're moide by a girl. Two Edim only saw one here and two saw another here. It's no good. So how is that different in our case, Chazaka? Over there, you could have seen both hairs. They're both growing there at the same time. You only saw half the thing. Each one saw only half. That's Chatzi Dover. Rabbanim moide. That's no good. But in our case, you saw 1 year. B'shas that 1 year, you couldn't have seen the second year. It didn't happen yet. So therefore, each one saw a complete thing. If the Rabbanan say, we have no problem with the three Chazakah. But Rabbi Kiva holds, any time you say Eidus, I don't care regardless of what, if you're only saying part of the Eidus, that's Chatzi Dover, it's no good. So that's what we're saying. So according to Rabbi Kiva, splitting the Eidus over 3 years is no good. According to the Rabbanan, it's good. So you want to write, but what happens if Echad Omer, instead of saying, you know, year by year, one guy says he ate wheat 3 years, and the other guy says the same 3 years, but he says, it's still a chazaka. Why is that a chazaka? Why are they contradicting themselves? So right now the Gemara thinks, it can't be talking about the same 3 years. It's another Eidus. You're saying you saw the guy eat 3 years plant wheat, and I say I saw the guy 3 years plant barley. What do we have here? We have here Eidim Namukheshim. We have Eidim HaKoshim. They contradict each other. We throw it out of court. Must be l'chay, the pshat here is that you saw year 135 and I saw year 246, and during year 135 you planted wheat, 246 you planted barley, and that's what happened. And he's saying it's good. Maskel nach, it's good. El meyata, according to this, echad oimer ochle rishayna shlishi v'shviyiz, echad oimer ochle shnir rivi v'shishiz, hochi nami dahavi chazoka. It's also chazoka. So the way Rav Nachman understood it is this: is people used to have a habit. They used to plant a farm, one particular crop for a couple of years, and then the next couple of years they would change the crop. So he thought Rav Yehuda was saying the first 3 years, not 3 1 5 5, but the first 3 years he had wheat. The next eight is coming about year 4 5 6, and he had barley, and he's combining the two eight. So he said, Nachman Bezei, so 135 and I'm 246, combine the eight. That's what you're doing, and we know it's not so. Hochi nami to have a chazaka? Is that considered a chazaka? Is that a chazaka at all? So the Gemara, very different. Hossam over there, you totally misunderstood Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda didn't mean 3 years wheat, 3 years barley. No, they were both talking about the same 3 years. So where they're talking about different things, Hasan Bishasa the Kamasid Mar the Kamasid Mar. Here I'm talking 135, you're talking about 246, we're not talking about the same thing. How can you combine the ages together? They can't combine at all. Hacha Tavaya Bechodashasa Kamadi. Over here they're both talking about the same 3 years. Novas. Mayiklame, we're gonna say, Bechiti Lisaidi Lava Daitinchi. People who are not farmers, when they see somebody planting wheat or they see somebody planting barley, it looks very similar. So it's partially an error. They're not contradicting each other. It's an error that's quite likely, and therefore it's different. It's very different. No, they wouldn't know. They're not experts. So go like this. The Gemara's question was, according to you, Rav Yehuda, 3 years wheat, 3 years barley is good enough, so 135 should be good enough. And so we answer back, First of all, 135 is definitely not good enough, because now even though Shubha Karka says that if I say I saw $100 and you say you saw $100 on a different day, the fact is they're both testifying about $100, we combine the Eidus. Over here, not one of them is testifying the correct chazaka. If I only saw 135, is that a chazaka? No. You saw 246, it's not a chazaka either. There's nothing to talk about. So what's Rav Nabi Yehuda? No, even according to Rav Shimon Karcha, that says that even though we're not talking about the same thing, but if the outcome is the same. No, you're saying you saw $100 borrowing on Monday, and I say I saw $100 on Tuesday. We're not talking about the same event. But because we're both talking about $100, Rav Shimon Karcha says we'll combine, the Chachamah argue, but Rav Shimon Karcha says we combine the two ages, and the Tavayu Amona Kamasi. They're both testifying regarding Amona. Over here, even Rav Shimon Karcha would say this. What do you mean? I'm saying year 135, so what am I saying? There's no chazaka. You're saying 246, there's no chazaka. So what are we talking about? So it's not Chayich. That's what Rav Yehuda is saying. Comes along the Hastas. The Gemara is saying, Yibchalvus of Rav Yehuda. They're both talking about the same 3 years concurrently. Only Chilik is. They made a mistake. But if one guy said weed, one guy said something else completely, then it wouldn't be an Aegis. So anyway, right? Shalosh Achim, there were three brothers. Echem is tarif my mishnah. Then one combines them. Marei Elu Shalosh Aedis. When Aedis Achim, the one Aedis Lazama. Setting more. We started the shtad. It was a shtad. Davi Chasim Yale Beitrei. It was a shtad that was signed by two people. It was a shtad that was in question. So the malva, he wanted to collect the money. He had to go to court. And he needed a gestemke. He needed a stamp from the bezin, a gespenke, to say that what, that this is all right. And there were two people signing it. Shachiv Chad Menayu. Now one of them died. Now how do you verify the thing? It's like this: the Eidim themselves who sign can come over themselves and say, "This is my signature. That's enough. I don't need two Eidim." But if he doesn't, then you need two Eidim to verify the signature. Or another Eid is with the guy writes down on a piece of paper and gives it to the Bezin. The Bezin compares the signatures. If it's identical, they'll Bezin themselves will verify. Sorry. Or Shas Maisi come in and say, oh, he has to leave, run away, he had no time, so he just writes it down, throws it into the bezin. So what happened in this case was an interesting case. Who started the shtar? Two people were signing it, no relation, two aides signing it. What happened was Shalchi Chab and I, one of them died. Now, the one aide was still surviving, aide was still alive, he can testify about his own aide, but he also recognized the signature of the other guy, so he wants to testify about the signature of the other guy with some other guy. Question is that good or not? Also, Achve the Hype. But now came along his brother. Now his brother is just like he's doing it, because remember, two brothers cannot testify. His brother came, the Koi, that he recognizes the other signature. And another friend, the guy. So you have the original person who signed who wants to testify about his own signature. Then you have his brother, another guy, testify about the other signature. The Mishnah says that we have three brothers, 1 year, year two, year three, but a friend with each one, they combine. Now here also, one brother is testifying about his own signature, nothing to do with the other signature, and the other brother, together with friend, the guy, is testifying by the second signature. Perfect. The Gemara is vital, perfect. Over there in the case of Chazaka, each one is only talking about a third. Each one is talking about a third, and they're not overlapping at all. And what do you mean a third? And then each, when you combine the whole thing together, this one fremde guy, if they have to pay, this one fremde guy has to pay half of the debt. Let's say the property was $600. So year one, year two, year three, they all lied, and they have to pay back. Each year has to pay $200. But Reuven, who was the same guy for year one, year two, year three, pays $100 for one, $100 for $203. He's paying $300. So he's paying half. So then Reuven is equal to half, and all three brothers together add up to half. Over here, if they turned out to be liars, the one who signed the shtar, the one who signed, testified by himself, pays 50%. The brother and the other guy pay the other 50, so the brother pays 25%, which me and the brother and him are like one person. It means he is paying 75%. It's no longer anymore considered Shnai Eidim. It's like now you have already tilted towards the brother. That's no good. You have to equal Eidim. And if we're going to use the shtar and exile the shtar, here, almost entire money is taken. If the shtar is activated, we will collect money from the shtar. 75% based on the brother, the two brothers. previously, if we go ahead and we leave the property with the guy, is because 50% is by the Fremde, and 50% the aggregate of the three brothers. That's just 280, no problem. Here, if we use the shtar, we activate the shtar, 75% of the validation came about through two brothers, and only a quarter through a Fremde. That's no good. Look, the Mishnah, we're starting with Rashbams. Eilu dvarim sheyesh lehem chazokim. We said before that if you use your friend's property, use his things, you have a chazakah, and you can tell him you gave it to me as a gift or you sold it to me. Over here also, it's 3 years of chazakah. We're not talking about your mazik. The elud vadim and chazakah, the elud vadim and the following things, there's no chazakah. Not everyone agrees it's 3 years, but whatever it is, but let's go back. For example, some of these things in a chazaka, I allow you, doesn't mean anything. I allow you. Now, not all of the Rishonim agreed. There's talking about 3 year chazaka we had before. Some say it's right away, some say it's 30 days, and some say 3 years, which is how the Rashbam knows where it's 3 years. So he says here, Hoya maimid behema, if I used to bring my behema that I used to move around. They're not tashmish or kviyas. So therefore, it's one thing when we have a tashmish, if I build things into your property, then maybe it's 30 days. You didn't say anything 30 days, or even maybe straight away, according to others. But these are not tashmish kavua. I let my animal wander around in your courtyard. Over here, it could be that you'll allow me for years to do it. So mind me behemoth, but there's no chazaka there. And why didn't you protest? He said, well, because you didn't take anything away from me. You just, it didn't bother me. Tanu rechai v'kerayim are also portable. Rechaim amil v'kerayim. I'm not sure why rechaim comes right sandwiched between the tanu kerayim. Umigadol tanu goyli. Also umigadol tanu goyli. You have a place where you have you let the tanu walk around. The noisin zavoli bechotzer. Or I put my fertilizer into the courtyard in your section. All of these cases ain't a chazaka. It's not a chazaka because there's nothing permanent done here. There's Bam said 4 or 5 years, sound like forever. We'll do Bam inside a minute. Aval asa mechitzel behem to give yasot tvachim. If I built a fixture, let's say a mechitzel of 10 tvachim in the chotz, v'chein l'tanu, v'chein l'kerayim, v'chein l'rechayim, or I built something from them as well. To build something ready, you're not going to be so careful, or you're not going to be so easy about it. And this is really a chazakah. And anything behind the mechitza, I can say, is mine. I bought it from you. Hechnis tanagoyim techabayis. I put my tanagoyim into your house for 3 years. Surely you wouldn't allow it. If you did, it must be after 3 years, it's mine. Or if I dug up a hole in the yard for my fertilizer, it has to be deep 3, or I raise the ground, or I made a mechitza of 3 tvachim. All of these, I raise the chazakah. That's really chazakah. Let's do Rashbam. Eilu dvarim sheish lechazaka kolimit. Eilu mina tashmisha. The following kinds of uses. Damrin lekam. We'll say later on. Sha'odim mishdam lechaveda. I'm allowed to use my friend's property. She mishdam mishalashon. But if I use it for 3 years, v'leimicha bechaveda. He didn't protest. Yesh lechazaka lezeh. Have a chazaka hamachzit. The guy is machzik. V'yochel litan. He could even argue. You have to have a taina. Either are you sold to me or you are meichel me. Atun nasatili the tashmisha b'matan. You gifted me. Oy mechartili. You sold me. Kigoyin tashmisha kivuin. Just like by a tashmish kavua, we learned before that davavam there, you know, achzig luchhurdi, achzig luchshuri. If I put my things there, put my beams on your wall, then it's a, because it's kavua, we say it's a chazaka. Three opinions straight away, 30 days, 3 years. But the Rashbam learned before it's 30 days. So it's 30 days by cheskes kavua. Here, it's not a tashmish kavua. Here, I'm bringing things in and out, so it's not the same thing. It's not fixed. Kidamavar to kamach, oh, the makbid aleyen, imnasi shalebish, so generally you makbid. And over here also, these things a person's makbid after a certain time. And all of those before the kivan, the kviyas tashmishu, since it's a permanent fixture, it's as if I am machzik in your property. Here the Rashbam seems to say that it's chazok in 3 years. Therefore, any tashmish that's sort of permanent or gives it sort of looks like some kind of balabatashkeit, if in 3 years you didn't protest, if I have a taina that you gifted me or you sold me, it's good enough. Others argue you don't even need a taina. Just the fact that you didn't do that for 3 years, that I you a moichli, and that's it. I don't have to have any taina. Let's skip the next Rashbam. Let's go through the cases. If I let my animal wander in your chatzah, it's not permanent, it walks in and out. So even after 3 years, I can't say, oh, you allowed me for 3 years, that you sold me your rights. After 3 years, you got to say, enough, I don't see animal anymore in my yard. So the Rashbam, kol hanar dvorim hametaltlin, they're all portable, the ain't attached mishal kvias. They're not permanent. Ve'im bal chatzah makbid, ad arba v'chamish shanim, the Balabazan mark, but even 4 or 5 years. Lekach ein lo el chazaka lemachzik. He has no chazaka loy memadua loy machis biyadi. The machzik can't say, oh, what a second. If it's not true that I bought the rights from you, how come you didn't protest? So Amalei says to him, Balchotz loy chashashdi limchais. I didn't worry about it. The loy machzik is begufa karka. Kine mechaskinchi. He didn't do the right way. V'lo hayisi nifshik klum. And I didn't lose anything. Umat any mark, but I don't want it anymore. I can say that because it's not permanent. So if you, let's say, or a tanur and kerayim, all of these, metaltinim, b'chein l'chayim, b'chein l'chayim, talking about a hand mill, not a permanent mill, so therefore they're all portable. But because I let you use it, doesn't mean I have to let you use it tomorrow. But, or if you place a fertilizer, again, it's not only permanent, you put it on the ground, okay, it doesn't bother me, no, I don't want it anymore. But if you made a mechitza, I will also mechitza, because you build a fixture, you build some kind of wall, that's already considered a wall. That's already considered a chazokah. Anywhere that's behind the mechitzas that he built, I bought that right after 3 years. He gives more examples. We said, if you made a mechitza for your behemoth, tent for him high, you made a mechitza for your oven or for your stove or for your mill. Or, I don't exactly understand what in the world you're letting another guy bring chickens into your house. But he did. And up to 3 years. No, because we said that it's things that are common to walk. A goydris ain't and chazaka, but after 3 years you do. After 3 years you do. Even unoccupied, you let somebody bring your chickens into your house? Don't think so. If it wasn't meicher by 3 years' time, hefsid. The vade al piv also says, surely you bought the rights of me or something. 3 years is a long time. Anyway, so you, or he dug a hole in the ground for the fertilizer, or he built a place for the fertilizer, deep three or high three. You don't want to scatter about. What do you mean? Mechitza. You build a little mechitza gevoya shloisha, so it shouldn't blow around. Harei zu chazaka. It's a chazaka.
Also, these 3 years, if I let somebody put the chickens in my house, I might not be in this country.
Again?
If I let somebody put chickens in my house for 3 years and not said anything, I may not have been here, not known about it.
But that's not an excuse. We said 3 years, even if you live in Spain. People will tell you, and this is the oddest thing. If somebody sees chickens in your house, they're going to say, wow, you know what I just saw? In Yehuda's house, there was an elephant walking around, and a chicken, and there's a whole barn over there. I think everybody will be talking about it. Okay, we'll stop thinking tomorrow, Mr. Shem. I don't know. Whatever is coming time, because the day after that, there's going to have to do this.